say, talking about riding horses, you might say, well, I got one once and I've been scared of horses ever
since.
What about the verb to ask, past is?
Ask, asked, ask.
And the verb to fight?
Fought.
What if I accidentally, with a knife, get myself a leg, I accidentally
cut
or
stab.
Or if you walk into the classroom and there are funny pictures on the blackboard and I turn around in class and say, well, I
drew that.
And if your husband or some men have to lift something really heavy up on the roof, they might take a block and tackle and do what to get it up?
Raise it.
Raise it, or is there any other way of saying that?
Lift, raise, lift, pull.
Maybe hoist.
Hoist, yeah. I gotta get him something to eat. Excuse me just a minute.
What about if you saw somebody about 10 o'clock in the daytime, how would you greet them?
Good morning.
What was the latest in the day that you would say that?
12 o'clock.
And if you left someone, say, before it was night, what would you say to them in going away?
Before it was night. Mm-hmm. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Would you ever say something like good day?
I wouldn't say it.
You wouldn't say that? Mm-hmm. Or the part of the day after supper, what do you call that?
Night or evening.
Evening. And when you leave somebody at night, what would you say to them?
Good night.
You'd,
But I wouldn't say good evening.
What about if on the farm you start to work before daylight? You say that you started to work before
the sunrise.
Big part?
Before the sun rose. Before sunrise, before daylight.
And that verb rise, the past is?
Rose, risen.
And if say a person worked until the sun went out of sight, you'd say he worked until?
After dark.
Or?
Sun went down.
Sun went down. Or in other words, after sun.
See.
See, today is Friday, so Thursday was
yesterday.
And Saturday is
tomorrow.
What if somebody came to see you on Sunday, the Sunday earlier than this past Sunday, you'd say he came?
Sunday before last.
Mm-hmm. If he's coming to see you the Sunday after this one, he's coming.
Sunday after. let's see. Not this Sunday, but next Sunday, or next Sunday, I don't know what I say. Maybe Sunday after next, that's Sunday what I say. Next. Sunday after next.
Well, what about, if somebody stayed at your house from about the 1st to the 15th, you'd say they stayed about
2 weeks.
You ever heard people say a fortnight?
Yeah.
Around here?
Uh-uh, not around here.
Is that just a book term
uh-huh.
for you, or what?
That's another one of my book terms.
Or, let's see, if you wanted to know the time of day, you'd ask.
What time is it?
And the person would say, well, just let me look at my
watch.
Or, what time would you say it was if it was midway between 7 and 8 o'clock?
7:30.
And if it were 15 minutes later than half past 10?
15 to 11.
Or, what about it? If you've been doing something for a long time, you might say, well, I've been doing that for quite
a while.
And let's see, 1976 was last year, so 1977 is
this year.
About, how old did you say Donald was?
Eight.
He's eight. Mm-hmm. What about something that happened about this time last year, you'd say it happened?
About this time last year.
Any other way of saying that?